This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Zach Garnes is here.
I am. I'm here.
DQ is also
here,
present and accounted for. Yeah, there you go.
What are we wearing today, DQ?
It's my Mackinac Island shirt.
Okay, Mackinac.
Yeah,
going neutral.
The Mackinac peaches.
Right. Surprised you're not in like purple and gold today.
I have an LSU shirt.
Yes.
She's saving it for tomorrow.
We'll see what I wear tomorrow.
Just like LSU is saving its ace for tomorrow, she's saving the LSU.
What's that about?
They want to keep him on his regular schedule.
Okay. All
right. He pitched, I guess, last Friday.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the reason was there.
They are, or as one Hog fan told me yesterday, they've conceded defeat today, and they're going to try and get him tomorrow. That's what I was told.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I mean, listen, you can start your game story, if you're writing a game story tonight,
Hutch,
with, okay, right. Hagen Smith has 12 strikeouts. Okay. Then the rest of the game can happen. And whatever fills in between here and there, we don't know. But we know pretty much we're starting at that point, where the starter for Arkansas is going to have 12 Ks. You can just put them up on the wall already. And it doesn't matter.
I mean, the lead is they conceded the game before it started.
LSU did, yes.
Right? And then you go from there.
They're just hoping they don't trip when they fall off the when they get off the bus today at Bomb Walker Stadium. Big deal. LSU and Arkansas. This is, you know, as it's interesting to me, as much success as Arkansas has had, because of all of our great insecurities here and the fact that Arkansas has not won a national championship in that sport, you still measure where you are with LSU. They're still the measuring stick. They did win the whole thing last year in Omaha at the College World Series. They have not gotten off to the greatest of starts this year in league play anyway. But still, in spite of all that, like, shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't LSU be measuring how good they are by what happens against Arkansas and not Arkansas?
Who's the defending national champion?
Well, LSU.
Okay,
is.
Well, no. They measure it a little. They have different measurables. They measure by national titles.
Right. Yeah.
They are they're one of the elite programs in the sport. We're six games into this.
Arkansas is one of the elite programs.
They are. They're right on the cusp of
everything. They just one empty spot in the trophy case. That's all there is there. One empty spot in the trophy case.
I mean, the weather should be great. It should be a party out there. Enjoy. If you're going to the game, have
fun. I hope there's people already out there getting drunk right now. That's what I hope.
Robert texted me yesterday over at the stadium shop, said they were lining up yesterday during our show.
Good.
Well,
this is very good.
And I say by lining up, I meant putting their chairs out there.
See, it's bull dust. That's bull dust.
It's a cheap way, and it's a cheater's way of holding your seat.
Let me tell you something. You line up, you get in the line. That's it. That's what you do.
We've done this before, but Derek, when I was in school, when you camped out, you camped out. You were there.
Right.
You were there the whole time.
You didn't leave your
class
chair.
Be damned. I was going to miss that biology test because I wanted to see Jamal Mashburn.
I'm going
to
leave my chair.
I don't think so. I mean, there's people out there with refrigerator. That's not how you do this.
Yeah.
You don't. And there's no tent. You sleep on the concrete in a sleeping bag like real men.
Well, you know, but Ruskin and Zach, I have a job.
You quit your job for
that's
the
right.
LSU game. Damn it. That's what you do. You quit. I missed probably 20 tests or papers that were due simply to see different teams play. The LSU game in 92, I was outside for a week.
See?
A week.
Fans were better back then.
Yeah, they
were
real
I'll
fans.
Say it.
Real fans.
I'll say it. They were better back then.
They weren't
going to the internet and whining every time something didn't go their way either, by the way.
No, we went behind Kimple Hall and fought.
Yes. That's what we did. The olden times.
Hey, that's right. There's a tree out there. Let's meet you at the tree. Let's fight.
Yeah, we'll get it over with.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there are people out there yesterday, too. Robert is texting in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. So get your facts right. All right. Let's get it right.
What did you say?
Said there were people out there yesterday, too.
No, there
not
were
just
people
chairs.
Out there, but there were chairs out there and empty chairs. Robert, what was Robert griping about? He was one of us. He hung out there.
Yeah.
He lived out there. Fort Nolan. We went through a snowstorm for the Kentucky game.
Yeah.
See? A snowstorm.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm sorry.
It rained last year. Everybody left.
Remember yeah. That? It
it's
rained
probably
out.
Why you didn't win the regional.
What we did is we do what cows do. We huddled together.
Right.
We banded together. It's why it was better then. It's why the teams won all the time. It's why we won a national
God,
title.
God, we sound old.
I know.
It's just really old.
We couldn't sound
like
older.
Fossils.
Yeah, I know.
Like fossils. Like we might as well be talking about black and white television.
All these modern conveniences.
Just, I can't imagine how we sound.
Old. We sound old.
Holy moly.
I think the stream's dead.
You can join us on the McLarty Daniel hotline at 866-285-4005. That's how you can reach us here on the Ruskin and Zach program. So it'll be fun out there this weekend.
It should be.
It'll be fun. People will be passing out, and it'll be a lot of fun out there. So we look forward to it. And, tomorrow we'll get to break down game one
right
here and talk about all the stuff that happened or didn't happen or whatever the case may be. But it's a pretty unique spot where you can just start with, okay, Hagan Smith, 12 Ks. Then what happened? And that's pretty much what you can
this
do.
This is by far their best test. I mean, LSU's a good team. They're 20-6 overall. So, I mean, it'll be a good test. And, you know, if you can take two out of three or, you know, take three.
You're feeling really good.
You're feeling
really You're already feeling good. You're the number one team. Does that matter to people?
Number one?
It's like a brag thing, but, you know, ultimately, because, you know, there is a proper postseason in this sport and, you know, a pretty fair postseason, I would say. You know, you have to lose twice. It's not, you know, one and done like the NCAA tournament, which is not a fair postseason at all. I mean, you have one bad day, you're toast. That's not fair, but it is what it is. And, of course, college football's way of determining a champion has been flawed for 90 years. It still is.
We've been here before. There's no sense in getting excited now.
But so the number one thing is just like, you know, shrug your shoulders.
You know what? You're here.
I don't know. I want to know what people think about that. Yeah. I don't know. Let's see here. Here, Mark and Alma. So the guy I hired to save my place in line, that's probably wrong.
How much did you
pay him?
It's not a great look.
Hell, listen to me. I will stand in line for money. What are you talking about?
The whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. How much? What's the going rate for standing in line?
I don't really have an answer for you on that.
We need to figure this out.
What would you charge to stand in line?
Oh.
$200 a day?
Probably like $100 a day.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking $500.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
That
seems like a lot.
Well, my
$500.
My time is valuable.
A day?
No, just, you know, let's say I went out there yesterday until
total?
Today.
Okay.
Like 24 hours, $500.
Oh, no. It's $200, $250 a day. So, and that's how many days on the calendar I'm there. So if I go out at 11 p.m. on Saturday
Hold
and
on.
You come take your spot on Sunday, you owe me $500.
And I guess it's a little chilly outside.
No, it's not.
So camping would have been cold.
JT says he charged $25 an hour.
Is that the standard rate? Like, is that the union rate for standing in line?
I think we're actually inventing a genre here, so I'm not real sure what have a meeting.
Let's invent it.
Let's do it.
Let's set the standard here. I don't have a problem with that.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, the recruits are listening.
Yes, everybody.
Oh, good Lord, good heavens. We have to be.
Everybody mind your P's and Q's today.
66.
The recruits are literally listening. It's 2 o'clock. Do you know where your recruit is?
Well, they're not visiting here right now, are they? I mean, I don't know. It's Thursday. They're not in town.
No.
They're doing whatever they do or something like that.
Shout out to Major League Baseball for starting opening day on the same day as the Sweet 16. Solid work, boys.
Your sport, man.
Solid work, boys. Solid work.
They used to open the Monday, like on a Monday, and it was great. It was the beginning of a week, and it all made sense. And now it's like a Thursday, and then there's come on. Honestly.
I don't know.
We shouldn't be starting till April, by the way. That's another thing.
I agree.
April.
First full week in April.
You need April. You need about 130 games. Get your postseason going in August when it's hot still, and then get out of the way for football by September.
You're on the Rendon plan.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to play 10 games and get paid $700
million. We were watching some of Masson's coverage of the Orioles and Angels. Were you in here, DQ? The guttural reaction to Anthony Rendon being introduced by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County.
He's a
detestable human being.
Sucks.
He used to play for the Nationals and left for the big contract, and now is.
So you hate him now?
I hate him, and we won a World Series without him. So hey,
yeah, they did. No, he was on that team.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on that team. He won it without Harper.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we don't need him either. Ah.
Well, I mean, you haven't been any good since. You haven't been any good since Rendon left.
Well, that's because our owner died, and then everybody got sold off in the process, including Mr. National,
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman and the other, Trey Turner.
Right.
When they got rid of Trey Turner, I was like, my God, this is serious. They're hitting that plunger over there is what they're doing on this thing now.
It's, it's baseball season.
No,
I text a Red Sox buddy of mine. I'm like, the Red Sox play at like 9:10 tonight.
That's good too.
And yeah, so
one of your big franchises,
right?
But have their game in the middle of the night.
In Seattle,
East Coast.
Nothing against the Mariners or anything, but that feels like Mariners Rockies should be the game that starts that off. The Red Sox should play around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But I said this is the first opening day this century where I've just been like, there's no hope.
Also,
none.
No, there isn't. You're right. Also, the on opening day, everyone should play a day game. No night games on opening day. No one should play at night. Everyone should play in the day.
What about at dusk? What if the Dodgers were to first pitch at like 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Or 4.
Okay.
There you go.
That's it. That's what they should have done. And then you get out of the way for basketball tonight also. When everybody's watching the Sweet 16.
Oh, they don't even realize basketball's going on. So that was not not taken into the equation.
The sports fan does.
So I'll be curious to see what some of those, because the isn't one of the regionals in, it's not Spokane, it's not Seattle.
The Sweet 16s are in Los Angeles.
That's what I was thinking.
Dallas, it was Detroit, and Boston.
I'll be curious to see what the Dodgers crowd's like. Oh, no, the Dodgers are in St. Louis, so never mind. Forget I said that.
Okay. All right.
Strike that. DQ, strike that from the record.
Tonight, Los Angeles and Boston, and Dallas and Detroit tomorrow for the Sweet 16 games. So there's a preview there. And Houston is playing in Dallas, so that should be some sort of advantage when they play Duke tomorrow night, which may be the best Sweet 16 game. Alabama, North Carolina is intriguing to me also.
Tennessee Creighton's may be the best of that
we
group.
Have
there are some really good games.
We have sacrificed, you know, our darling story for this tournament, you know, with like a St. Peter's or a Fairleigh Dickinson or whatever. But in the trade-off for that, we've gotten like We've gotten
some four really good matchups.
Like really good games.
Yeah, we don't have any small-time schools in here. San Diego State would be the smallest one, and they went to the Final Four last year.
They went to the title game last year and got blown out by UConn. So
that Purdue Gonzaga game is going to be good too. Man, they're all good.
Okay, let's rank the games. Let's do Sports Radio Meatball 101. Let's rank.
What are
the
we
games.
Ranking them like? Just best games?
Just. However you want to rank.
Give me the top three. Give me your top three.
Well, there's only four games.
I'm talking about like all eight of them.
There's eight games. Yeah, that's right.
So give me your top three.
My top three are Duke-Houston.
Uh-huh. In that order?
Probably, yeah. Gonzaga-Purdue. Mm-hmm. And Alabama-North Carolina sticks out to me for some reason. I'm intrigued by that.
You're a shill for the league.
No, I think North Carolina is going to kick Alabama's butt. That's what I think is going to happen, and I want to see that.
All right.
I also want to see Tennessee lose.
So, KenPom, they have their defensive and offensive efficiency ratings. If you're in the top, I think it's the top 30, in like 21 of the last 23 years, if you rank in both, you have a shot. The champion has come from that metric. Seven of the eight teams that were in that metric at the end of the regular season are still alive. The only one that got bounced was Auburn. Creighton, Tennessee is going to be a great game. Purdue Gonzaga, Houston Duke. Those would be my three. And I think that UNC Bama game is going to be really high scoring. That's going to be like an NBA game. They're just going to go up and down the floor.
Yeah.
Clemson Arizona could be sneaky good.
Clemson Arizona is very
State.
Good. Yeah.
San Diego State UConn. Look, if anybody's going to lock up UConn, it's going to be San Diego State.
That's tonight in Boston on TBS.
By the way, Danny Hurley, I'm starting to get sick of him. He was taking it as some sort of slight that they had to go to Boston.
Okay.
Connecticut's the next state over.
Right. It's like right down the road.
It's like right down the road, but it was
where did he want the game?
Well, he also
played.
Thought that them being sent to Brooklyn was a slight.
That's closer to Connecticut than Boston is.
I understand. So
does he own a globe? My God, man.
His red dragon underwear a little too tight, I think.
Apparently so, yeah. Needs to take a spin in that portable washing machine, apparently. What is wrong with this freaking guy?
I think the worst.
But I guess when you're that good, you're searching for morsels of motivation.
It's a Michael Jordan thing. You just need somebody to look at you wrong.
Yes.
And that's a
slight. I took offense to that.
I think the worst game is Illinois-Iowa State. I think that game will be in the 40s, maybe the 30s. Nobody scored in that game. It just, there's nothing around that game that's even remotely interesting.
I feel like Iowa State might win that.
I do too.
Because Illinois seems to always gag in the big moment.
Yeah, but we said that about Rick Barnes. We've said that about Purdue.
Well,
this
but
might
I,
be the non-gag but
Underwood,
in the big spot.
Underwood hasn't done anything yet, though.
This might be the tournament where you don't gag in the big spot.
Creighton's beating Tennessee, right?
That's what I have.
Yes!
I love Creighton.
Is anyone rooting for the league? Because I am not. I'm for get them all out of here. Get them out.
A friend of the show, Jimmy Dykes, has been telling us since January that Tennessee has the talent to be a Final Four team. They just have to put it together. They looked really good round one. They looked good for three quarters of the game against Texas. And, you know, Creighton presents a whole bunch of problems for Tennessee. It's a good shooting team. It's a good rebounding team.
Yeah, and McDermott's a better coach than Rick Barnes. That's the other problem.
McDermott is a very, very, very good coach.
Yes.
Remember last year in November when Creighton beat Arkansas? Everybody was like, Creighton! Creighton's a good team. Creighton's a really quality program.
really good
Nobody
program.
On the internet knows anything about it. They know less about sports than we do.
Yeah.
We should have a quiz, internet people versus us, on sports facts and see. We would win.
Probably.
We would win. There's no doubt about
Didn't Gonzaga knock Purdue out a couple of years ago? I think that's right. Somebody knows. But that game just that you got a Gonzaga team that may have played their two best games of the season in the tournament.
I love this text.
And Purdue's rolling.
I love this text from JT on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Bama goes home tonight and Tennessee tomorrow night. Suck it, SEC. I love it.
I don't know.
Down goes the league. We need no SEC teams in the Elite Eight. That's what will be good. That's what we want.
I don't trust North Carolina.
I think they figured it out.
I think they are so up and down.
I love them. They're loaded up. Baycott, you know,
you can't
all
name
those guys.
Two other players on that team.
Kadu. What's his name?
Caleb Love.
Hold on. I got it here. Hold on. RJ Davis. Cormac Ryan, who sounds like a lacrosse player, by the way. Doesn't that sound like a lacrosse name? Cormac Ryan.
You know where
Ryan?
He came from?
Where?
He transferred in.
From Notre Dame?
He did.
Well, he wanted to get to a good program, so he left Notre Dame.
I would too.
Oh, wow.
I don't trust North Carolina.
Nope. Do you trust Alabama?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. But
what do you do?
Alabama's just schizophrenic enough to put up 109 and beat them 109-102.
They ain't putting up 100 tonight.
They might.
That ain't happening.
They might. They put up 100. They put
not
up,
happening
What did
tonight.
They put up against Kentucky? Like 112? Something not, like that?
Well, hell, Arkansas scored 100 on Kentucky.
I'm just saying, that's a low bridge. I'm just saying. By the way, the most Googled team, I found this out today, the most Googled team in March Madness circles is Kentucky. I'm like, what?
They're not even in it.
I know. As of Google's rankings, Kentucky was the most Googled team. So I don't know.
It should be Oakland, the team that beat Kentucky. Right?
Yes.
And that guy that was there 40 years.
Biggie Love Smalls needs all the one seeds to make it to the Final Four. I mean, they're all still there.
He has a financial investment
in
that, too.
I understand.
Yeah. That's what happened there. Anyway, it'll be exciting here coming up in a few short hours.
Wes has weighed in, Boo Sports.
Calm down, Wes.
It is a marathon today, okay? It's a marathon.
How else are we supposed to fill the time? God knows we don't get any content from you people.
Hang on. We get some.
You're going to get mad at me about something.
Oh, good. What?
Okay. I didn't bring this up because I knew it would totally derail everything, and I had no control.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, in the final hour at Jersey Mike's, there were pro wrestlers in the parking lot. Local pro wrestlers.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What time did these professional grapplers arrive?
Around the 5 o'clock
Like straight up 5 o'clock?
Well, a little before they were straggling in, yeah.
Did you exchange words with them, have a conversation?
I had a little bit of conversation with
them.
And
did they have like some sort of promoter with them?
I don't know.
And you didn't bother to mention this.
Right.
You jackass.
Yes, I know. I knew the consequences.
Why would you not even... we're flailing around like a fish on a boat. And you've got pro wrestlers right in front of you.
Local pro wrestlers.
I don't care. You've got professional grapplers right there. Did they give you their stage name? How did you find out they were wrestlers?
Well, first of all, this man showed up wearing...
I'm with B.E. on this. You bleepity bleep. What's wrong with you?
This guy showed up in those like sunglasses all the baseball players wear.
Oh, yeah.
Tall wrestling boots and
wait a
tights.
Minute. He was in
in purple pants.
He was in costume.
Yeah.
Was he going somewhere or was he coming from somewhere?
They were there to help
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. Wait a minute. They were part of the damn promotion?
Yeah.
And you didn't do a thing.
No.
You just sat there.
That's right.
Yeah. Why? I want to know why.
Because I knew it would it'd be over.
We would have to do three more hours.
Exactly.
I could have sat
That's
there.
That's why.
You could have
That's
left.
That's why.
I didn't need you at that point. I could have sat there and talked to these guys. I speak their language. How did you let this just get away? Who made that decision? Me.
This is why you're not in charge of anything. This is, that was a freebie, a goo layup. We didn't have to do a thing. Even DQ's in there shaking her head.
Can I be suspended now?
No. They were there for the promotion. The least you could have done was given them some airtime.
Well, I didn't.
I would like to offer these gentlemen a seat at our table.
There was a lady, too. Champion. She had a belt. Yeah.
I can't work like this. Wait a minute. The champ.
Yeah.
The woman.
Yes. And she had the belt.
Now, okay, I understand if you can't talk to her, I will. Totally get that. How did... Now I know why we're 3 out of 3 around here.
We're 4 out of 3.
Yeah, we're what 4 out of 3. About? I guarantee you, Ty would have stepped up.
Oh, he wasn't ready for this. He was not ready for this.
Yeah, there's a great text out of the 479. What happened to rooting for the show? Jackass. Oh, my God. We just, that was a golden opportunity.
I'm here today to face the music. Deal with the consequences of my inaction.
What I need you to do is I need you to grab one of those samurai swords and go fall on it. What are you doing, man?
What's that called? There's a name for that.
There is a name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear the word all the time.
Yeah.
That was so easy. I mean, what did we have to do in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday that was more important?
It's not like Steve Austin was out there.
I don't care. I don't care.
Sabuku.
Yeah.
Sabuku.
The art of Sabuku.
Sudoku.
No. That's something else.
Sabuku.
Whatever. I can't work like this.
All right.
This is.
We can get Ty in here.
No, I want you to go get the wrestlers.
Please don't make me do that.
Again, you could have left.
I talk to enough fake people in sports. I don't need to add to the list.
Who do you talk to in sports? Nobody. It's a joke. No, you would have been. Oh.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
You don't.
That's right. When do they play? Not today, right?
I don't know.
I got it right here. Got the whole league schedule.
The schedule?
Right here. Yeah, I got it right here. Tennessee is hosting Georgia this weekend, and they play tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. South Carolina, Alabama, Missouri, Vanderbilt, ugh, Auburn, A&M, and LSU, Arkansas, the Thursday through Saturday series.
Okay.
This week in the Southeastern Conference. Week 3 of league play. Getting underway here in a little while at Baum Walker Stadium. Brett Good's coming up here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have him in here.
Talk to the most interesting man in the world.
That's right. We got him on the way, and then we'll talk about, I don't know how we're going to put a camera on or whatever.
You know what? I'll follow my sword. I'll give mine up to have Brett on camera.
I wish there was a way to put both of you on.
They could sit next to each other.
No.
No.
No, we're not side sitting.
Just kidding.
No.
My gosh.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Can we disconnect? No, we can't do that. That crashed the system again.
I don't know.
We hadn't really thought this through, so
they gave us one of those like frozen head pictures to put on the screen, but don't think that's all that good, is it?
I mean, not when he's sitting in front of us. No,
it's not like he's at the Congo or wherever. You know, he's right here.
He's across the table.
He's 4 inches from the camera, but we can't spin the camera around.
We can definitely spin a camera around.
We'll figure it out. Or maybe we won't. We'll put the camera on you and him, and I'll just sit here. How about that?
No.
Nobody wants to look at me.
Fair.
Thank you. I'm not on television. You still got the makeup on?
No.
That means you put it on.
You can't go in shiny. I mean, right?
Was it cold in there today again?
Actually, no. No, it was.
So you needed the powder?
It was warm in there today.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's tough. What a tough deal.
Everybody's in such a good mood, and I wasn't
at a TV station.
Yeah,
things have changed.
They were in a good mood and having a good time. And
we all hated working there back in the day.
It took me a while to get this old Buick up and running, but we eventually made it.
Like a Chevelle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great question here. Any update on Fogg's lady at the moment?
Oh my gosh, this poor kid. He's got so many things going on. So yesterday. yesterday he was in a class, and he's a sports journalism major, and he was in a class in which the professor, who had to have been 900 years old, was talking about dispersal of money in college athletics, and Fogg was asking questions like, if this is true, that's true. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, some of it I didn't know, but some of it I knew. What this guy was saying was not true. Then he brings up Notre Dame. And he brings up this graph, and he says, well, Notre Dame only gets $15 million from the NBC deal. They need to join a conference to get more money. And Fogg, FaceTimes me. So, I'm sitting in my car, and this guy's going through this thing, and I start going, no, that's not right. No, 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 wrong. So I guess Fogg got in a little trouble for that, but... He's fine.
He got married, or he got in trouble.
He didn't get married.
Didn't get married. Not yet. He got in trouble because you were right and the professor was wrong.
I said to the professor, I said, season ticket holder, donor, been doing it for 30 years. That's wrong.
So you gave out all the bona fides.
Yeah, I basically went, well, no, they get money from this.
Did you speak to this professor?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's embarrassing.
He will do anything.
He was wrong. He was absolutely wrong. Wrong.
So you had to correct the man?
Look, at our institutions of higher learning, should pursue the truth. In all cases. And I am attacking this one class at a time. Now, he gets into biology. I can't help. Math, no clue. But you're talking about dispersal of funds at a university in which I used to donate. Yeah, I got a pretty good idea how that works. So,
what the hell is wrong with you?
I got a call later on that didn't go over as well as we'd hoped.
No, I would imagine. So, no, it did not. Yeah. No, no. Well,
anyway, no update on the prenuptial. I'm sure that she's got to get that hammered out. But, what is Zach's PhD in? I don't have one.
The School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Was the professor a failed sports journalist? Ironically, yes.
Well, that they all are.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
And his numbers were dated, which is the hardest thing. I'm like, $15 million, that was the deal. Listen, that ended in 2010.
He's just riding it out to get
tenure. I know.
And he doesn't care. Listen.
Hang on.
He doesn't care. He's just trying to get tenure so he can get out of there.
Now, since we have the cameras, I'm going to show you the picture that he sent me when I started to go, no, I want in. Yeah. Okay, so this is...
This look like...
This is Fogg. Now, please feel free to hammer his dress code here. Okay, now I'm going to zoom in a second. Okay. And the professor is this white-haired gentleman right there.
Hold on, I'm putting you up full... Wait a minute, that's
okay.
You. Okay, hold on.
Can everybody see that? Can you see the white-haired gentleman?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so I see this and I'm like, I want in. I want in. And he FaceTimed me, and I'm like, wrong!
This is like when the water boy was learning from Colonel Sanders.
Something's wrong with that boy's medulla oblongata.
He left out the Under Armour deal. He left out, you know, the Shamrock Series deal. He left out all of these things that he left out. And you know, the ACC money, all this stuff. He left all of it out. Like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about.
Sounds...
So that's a lot of
excitement there.
Well, you know, look, I got nothing to do. There's not a whole lot going on. So this is what I do. If anyone else would like me to come into your meetings and tell your boss that they're wrong
right.
For a small fee, I'll be happy to do that.
Right.
Well, we've got more. The Cardinals are about to start.
I guess they got rained out.
It says warm up on the screen out in Los Angeles.
Didn't get rained out.
Yeah, they're in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. And then let's see here. Hey, for you Royals fans, they're about to start up at the K.
Twins
taking on the Twinkies. That's correct. And these games are not available here because the baseball blackout rules are stupid. That's basically why they are. Because, you know, on a random Thursday, you can go up to Kansas City or go out to Los Angeles and catch a Cardinal game. No, can't have that. So
they're working on it. Manfred's working on it. We're going to get this this blackout lifted, and I'm going to be watching everybody.
The first thing they need to do is figure out if Ohtani bet on baseball. That's the first thing.
No, he said he didn't.
And you believe him.
What else do I got to do, man?
Did Ohtani? I was listening to a national program after we left yesterday,
when we didn't talk to the wrestlers.
Did Ohtani give this interpreter power of attorney?
I don't know about power of attorney, but he did have access to his bank account, which is the only way that the bookie would have gone, you know what? Okay, I'll float you 4.5. Shohei's got it.
There appears to be a theory out there that this guy had power of attorney over Ohtani's affairs.
I find statements like this to be wildly inaccurate most times. Somebody show me that, and I'll go, okay, well, that's a bad move. But this guy, I mean, they went through his resume, and his entire resume seems to be a lie.
Well,
very Nelson Shapiro way of going about this.
George O'Leary.
Well, George lied on one little line. Didn't affect his football coaching. He's a fine man.
Yeah, Notre Dame screwed the pooch on that deal, too.
Well, how did they? They're the one that found it. Uh-huh. How about Georgia Tech? They just glossed right over it.
Well, Georgia Tech was desperate for a winner.
That's true.
They didn't care what was going on.
Hey, wait a minute. Then they got Ty Willingham, and
that went well.
It really didn't.
No.
That was a dark time for Zach. It was bad. Just a terrible.
How do you, if you're out there, how do you watch the Cardinals now? Texas on the McClarty Dino hotline. Do you still have cable an older person?
No. If you live in, let's say you live in Fayetteville or River Valley or whatever, and you want to watch the Cardinals, Bally Sports has a, you can get their app. It's like $9, I think, $9 to $10 a month, something like that. And you can watch the games that way.
Okay. So if I give $10 a month to Bally Sports, I get the games. If I give $10 a month to Arkansas Edge, what do I get?
Another win over Western Carolina.
Also, I saw this video today, and this is an old video. Like, this video came out years ago, but they put it out again today, where they're on one of those Arkansas buses, and Musselman's driving, and Juracek gets on the bus, which is, by the way, the perfect illustration of the dynamic of that relationship. Who's the boss? Who's the subordinate? Juracek works for Musselman. There's no doubt about it. Because who was driving the bus? Eric Musselman. Thank you. Of course. Right here. There he is. Right
well,
there.
At least That's until at least until he's 16 and 17 again.
The fact that they had to respond with a video that was years old.
I know.
To all of this baseless chatter about him leaving it tells you how idiotic most people are nowadays. I mean, people are asking me, is he leaving? I'm like, how he still works here. What do you mean?
Every day that goes by makes it less likely.
It was all based in nothing. People wrote things on their screens, and it got everybody all worked up into a tizzy, and it was based on nothing.
What used to happen, a football coach here used to do this every time he wanted a raise, which was float something with a local journalist that, hey, I may be leaving. Everybody would get all riled up, and then you would get the extension. Now, you just have to get a password on a message board.
Or get the right burner account.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To get enough traction on X. Mm-hmm. And then everybody will be like,
throws a fit.
Who is going?
It was all posturing.
Yeah,
I mean, if a job came open, if an NBA job came open, and let's say the Clippers came open for whatever reason, he would have to look at that. If you're talking about another college job, it would have to be one of the blue bloods that's set and ready to go to pull him away from this place, because there aren't a lot of places I mean, this is the second or third best job in the league. On any given Saturday, it's the second or third best job in the league year over year. You know, an NBA job opens up. That's always kind of been, you know, in the background. Remember that, you know, he's flirting with the Celtics or allegedly flirting with the Celtics or whatever it was. But it would have to be a pretty doggone good job for him to pack up and leave. And it's always a possibility. But he was never leaving here to go to SMU.
Right.
I mean, it, looking back on it, it's ridiculous to think that. SMU could offer him $18 trillion a year.
It's funny how
it's still a worse job.
It's funny how many of these rubes fell for it, though. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, seriously, like, I don't know what to say that won't get me in trouble about how much of an imbecile you have to be to believe the, you know, all of this chatter that was based on nothing. It was based on nothing. There was no, you know, there was nothing going on, but everybody was all like, hey, is he staying? Is he leaving? Is he jumping ship? Like, where is this coming from?
It's
absurd.
It's a groundswell. And we all think the, you know, the message boards and the Twitters and all that stuff is this huge community. You're talking to 1,000 people. That's it. Most people don't engage on those things. You see it, it goes in one ear, out the other, but he gave no indication that he was leaving. He never said, I mean, he never openly flirted with any jobs. He just went back to work. And, you know, and the idea that they had to put out a video, oh, you're back. I don't know. It speaks to kind of where the program is.
They feed too much into the social media drama over there. They need to just let these people simmer in their juices and be stupid and just live in the real world like the rest of us.
Let me ask you this. Well, do you think if you know, Georgia wins the national title next year, and let's say the Colts job came open, do you think, you know, somebody floats an idea on a message board that Kirby's going to the Colts?
Right.
That they're going to have to put out a video to stop it? No.
No, Georgia wouldn't have to do that. No.
Alabama wouldn't have to. The top teams in the country don't do this. Because they don't have to.
Right.
And, you know, you say it a lot. I mean, if you want to be big time, act big time. You want to be, you know, little time, act little time. Mm-hmm. I
prefer rinky dink.
Rinky
but that's
dink,
okay.
Whatever. Whatever. I mean, you don't. Michigan, when Harbaugh left, didn't have to put out a video to calm their people down.
Right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. All right.
One ear's all you need.
So mom's is she named you after George Brett. Did you know who George Brett was?
She did. Yes. Yeah. I didn't when I was a baby.
I would hope not. He was in
1984.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean,
really? It was after the pine tar incident.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
1984.
Good year.
God, I feel old.
You're the oldest person in this room.
Yeah. That's great.
But you look good.
No, I don't. I'm aging. I'm aging by the minute. Like that guy in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. My face just slimming down. How you been? What's going on with you?
Been great. Been working. We had closing this week on a house. Got another one that is fixing to close early next week, and working on one now in Fayetteville. So we've been good on the real estate side, and then the mosquito side, trying to.
It's almost bug season.
It's almost bug season. So we're getting close.
I went to Hot Springs a couple weeks ago. I killed some for you.
Nice.
On the way down. Yeah. Front of the car was just covered in bugs.
Those are always the fun ones.
Yeah, it's shocking how many you hit.
How fast do you drive when you go down there?
So I get this little report on my Live 360. And it comes out, I usually get it on Saturdays, and it has my driving for the week, and I'm always surprised at how fast I was actually going. I
that trip, there's a spot between West Fork and it's just after West Fork. It's flat. It's down, you know, 105, 110.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Good for you.
Look at you. Yeah.
No, my my Live 360 said it was 65.
Yeah,
the whole
but you
way.
Control that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's you know, it sometimes, you know, you I love driving that that back way down. What road is that that goes down? That's 71, right?
71
to 270. 270 down at Y City.
Oh, that's a fun trip.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, you're from, I'm in the Fort Smith area. You've made that trip.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they opened the tunnel when Northside was, like, my brother was in high school and Northside was coming up to play. It was, I believe, Bentonville or Fayetteville, and they had just opened the tunnel. And that was like,
oh, that
so
was
great
the thing.
For us. Yeah,
that was the thing.
I was misled by the tunnel. Why?
Do you think it was going to be bigger?
Yes, they made it sound like on the news back then that this was going to be some, like, you know, miles long thing. And you go through it, and you're like, "This is it.
That was it.
That was the whole thing."
I do remember that.
Now, you know when you, gosh, this is the dumbest conversation we're going to have today. You know when you're driving out of Fayetteville on 49, and you kind of go around that corner and up the hill. And then there's the Greenland exit with the I think the McDonald's and the gas station down on the right hand side. You know what I'm talking
Tobos.
About? All right. So I'll tell you how old I am. I took a biology class right after they broke ground on that, paved the roads. We went up there looking for fossils.
Nice.
Up on those roads. We took like a little bus up there, and then they just turned us loose up there, and we found that's how long I've been here.
Did you find anything?
Oh yeah. We found a whole bunch of stuff. I don't think I do. I don't know if anybody else. Yeah, that's what we did when they broke ground up there. We were up when you were going up that hill. We just went up and down there, and you know, we're like combing through rocks and things.
I like it.
DQ, did you take a biology lab or
no?
No,
only geology and environmental science.
Yeah, rocks for jocks.
It's the easiest sciences.
Biology, chemistry of the modern world.
What is that?
Ooh,
what? What
not
is
of the ancient world,
the modern world.
Of the modern world.
You know, it's one of those things they say about college. I don't remember a whole lot about that class. But I was there. I did not skip class. Actually went to class.
Right.
But
I took women's studies. That was not what I thought it was about. That was not nearly as fun as I thought it was going to be.
I took women's gymnastics.
Hey. Brett, let's talk about.
And I got a B.
How?
Because my advisor was the teacher, and she allowed two male people, students to come into her classroom per semester, but you had to show up every day, and you were there to spot. So showed up every day, got a B. It was an elective.
Wow.
There you go.
She couldn't have given you an A?
No.
Yeah, really?
Because
for the effort?
No, well, it's because you can't give an A. You got to earn an A.
Did anybody fall?
Yeah, we did. We had one. Oh. I remember.
All right, that's why you got the B.
That's why we got the B.
Okay,
one had fallen. You got an A. B.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, it was good though.
I took karate and bowling. Oh, nice. I was on academic probation after the first semester, so they gave me some classes to sort of boost that GPA. Take goal setting?
Goal setting?
Yeah, basically every week you set a goal and had to achieve it.
That was a class?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a GPA.
Is it still a class?
It might be. It's over in the what's funny is it was taken in the academic probation building. Ironically, my name is over by that building now.
Really?
Yeah, right in front of it.
I don't know what building that is.
Perfect.
Yeah, oh no, it's perfect. It's right right if you shoot out the door to Old Main going west, left-hand side.
We'll have to go walk that.
Yeah. You see all the people that were in my class. We have our own little special
section.
Little section of the sidewalk belongs to us. DQ, did you ever take goal setting? What's the dumbest class you took?
I was never on academic probation or anything. Oh. But they have the intro freshman class, I guess. I can't remember what it's called. University Perspectives. Where you learn how to be a college student.
Steve took intro to jogging and racquetball.
Racquetball. Yes. That's good. I like racquetball.
Huh.
Is that going to have a glow up one day like pickleball did?
Racquetball? Racquetball's fun.
I know. Is it going to get wildly popular like pickleball is right now at some point?
DQ,
it's a little bit more difficult. You need that, you know,
you need
room.
You need a wall. DQ, are you threatened by racquetball players?
No.
It's almost pickleball season.
It is.
Are you a pickleball player?
I know, but I want to.
So much fun.
The problem with tennis is you have to run too much. I've heard pickleball is a lot of fun because you kind of just stand.
My mom's 74. She plays pickleball.
Yeah. That's more of my alley.
Uh-huh. Brett, you're an athlete. Like a world-class.
Cocktail on one hand.
Brett, you're a world-class athlete.
Pat on the other.
Boy, this sounds like a start of a movie.
I feel like you could just have one of those helmets with like the cans on the sides and play pickleball.
Get one of your old helmets and, you know, you're handy. Get a drill and.
Yeah. Well, I just get one of those camels. I drink tequila anyway. Just get a backpack camel like I'm going hiking.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can just do that.
My man. What's your go-to?
So this is where you're going to be disappointed. I drink tequila out of a plastic bottle.
Right.
Yeah, neat.
He's an everyman.
Really good. I like it with ice, too, but I've started drinking it neat. It's Reposado. My wife hates it. She loves tequila as well, but she drinks the better tequila. But I can't. It doesn't. I can drink something really nice and something what I drink, and I can't tell the difference.
Oh, Brad. Is Casamigos good, or is it just famous?
It's just famous.
You're asking the guy that drinks cheap tequila.
Well, I'm decided. Who else am I going to ask?
That's fair. there is a difference. Between
like the
cheap
1942
stuff
and things like that, there is a difference.
Cabo.
But the problem is, when you drink it, the difference of the tequila, it's expensive, and I like to drink it. So
okay, you're there to finish the bottle,
I mean, I'm not pouring like a little bitty sip. It's not going to get you through a day.
We're here. We're talking with Brett Good. He's a Super Bowl champion and Razorback graduate who took. Women's gymnastics.
Yep.
What else did you take?
African American women's literature.
How'd that go?
I think I made a C in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a class you actually have to like pay attention.
I got lots of C's and lots of B's.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, C's get degrees.
A few D's. I didn't get my degree. Did not finish.
Well, I think it's turned out okay.
13 hours left.
You know, Jerome Bettis went back. He left school in 1992. He went back and got his degree.
I'm trying to get my wife to let me go back and stay in the dorm for a semester. I hadn't won that battle yet.
Hold on.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No.
Yeah.
DQ, help me out here.
I'll say the I'm not calling you old, but the older people in class are always noticed. They sit right in the front.
See.
They are friends with the professor.
Smart.
Here's the thing.
First three rows.
You're going to be in you'll be in the dorm and you'll get your roommate and he'll look at you and you'll look at him and you'll be like, okay, I got this old guy living with me. Then they're going to figure out what you did for a living, and you're going to become the guy.
Yeah, but you get the perks of the cafeteria. Like
you'll
handy.
Have to buy beer for the freshmen.
Yeah.
Definitely do that. Be there for that.
You're going to get stopped everywhere you go, sir. You can't go in there.
Yeah, that would happen too. But, I mean, I hadn't won that battle yet, but I don't think I'm going back anytime soon.
How hard have you tried to win the battle?
I thought about it. 2 years ago for like
a week. You ever verbalize it?
No, yeah, we talked me going through trying to finish up the degree and
okay
that
yeah that's one thing, but living in the dorm,
no, that's just me saying that'd be fun.
Close to Dixon.
Like if I'm gonna go back to college, like I'm gonna go back to college,
because
when I was in college I didn't enjoy myself enough because I was trying to stay out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have
any money. Now he's got money, and let's go have some fun.
But I'm not going to blend in with any of the college kids because I'm still going to want to go to bed by 9. So
just ballpark me here because you know he's getting married in a couple of months. How many times a week does your wife call you an idiot?
She says she doesn't use those words exactly.
Okay,
it's more of the look.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can't believe you just said that. Why not?
You ever just look at her and go,
I was like, I didn't have a filter then. I don't have a filter now. Yeah. So I don't know
she
why you're surprised.
Mature.
I thought you were smarter.
That's right. Turn it around. But throw it back on her. It's her fault.
Yeah,
said yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to gaslight this thing.
Right.
Are you taking notes?
Oh, all up here.
Like a steel
I'll
trap
review this
there.
Tape later. Yeah, you know, just listen to it over and over.
So what
we're in the honeymoon stage. Everything's really great right now. And it's not that nothing's great here, but now we're at the point where you point out everything. Every flaw gets pointed out. And you do it for any kids. It doesn't matter. It's fun.
Huh. Wow.
Honesty.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Appreciate it.
We're talking with Brett Good, soon to be. Now, will you go back and like get another degree or start a new degree program?
I think that's what I'm doing, trying to open a business. Yeah.
Okay.
Working, you know, I was up today at 3:15.
God, why?
Well, I got to work out. So Because I'm doing two jobs. And you
okay,
gotta work
no, you
out.
Don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Well, then what's the point of doing two jobs?
Well, you could have slept till like 6:15.
Oh, no. Kids, they got to be at school by 7:25.
Mm.
So I got to get a workout before there because they don't listen to me yelling up the stairs to get dressed. You got to pay attention.
You need one of those horns, those can, the, you know, that'll get
air horn.
Yeah, a little air horn.
I've always said a cattle prod would be better, but you can't use those.
No, that's yeah. cruel and unusual. Also, you can throw ice cold water on them. That'll get.
Yeah, I've done that.
I do that.
Spray
I
bottle.
I have a water gun.
Spray bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the
water gun.
Yeah, I have a water gun. Look, I give her two shots. First time I go in, I turn the lights on, and I make her sit up. Second time, if I have to go back in there, it's a little more terse. Mm-hmm. Second time or third time's a water gun, and I don't stop till she's up and moving.
Do you leave the water gun in the fridge?
Of course, of course. It's in the back of the refrigerator, and it's not like one of these single shot deals.
Yeah.
It's a cannon.
You need a battery powered one.
This one's actually, it's one of those ones that like slides and it shoots a stream of water that not only hurts when it hits
it's
you.
It's like a super soaker.
Right. Yeah, and it's cold.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is these are all things that that you're going to learn as your kids get older.
I like it.
Yeah. Are your kids calling you bruh yet?
Yes. And the crazy part is, so my daughter, she's younger than my son, but they learn everything on the school bus. And
that's where you should learn.
She repeats everything he says.
Right.
She came in the other day and said, "What's up, bruh?" I'm like, "What?
What?"
Like, no.
No. Your teammates should call you
bruh.
You're
going to want me to pay for a wedding one day, so.
Oh, you need to get out before then. You need to, like, you know, you need to do the homeless thing. Yeah, I would go back to school and just disappear.
About that year?
Yeah, the whole wedding thing is,
Get them to elope. That's what.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
DQ, how do you feel about that?
Elopement?
Yeah.
I actually think my father would be very disappointed if I eloped.
Mm. Well, here's the deal. When you're not just eloping. You're throwing a big party when you come back. That's what everybody, like all your guests, they come for
the
party.
But see, then there's no point. Just have a wedding.
No, you still get gifts.
No, that's not the point. That's why you elope, is you don't want to do anything. You don't want to deal with anything.
You're here for the free stuff.
Yeah, well, maybe you just don't want to, quote unquote, pick your bridesmaids, you know? You don't have that tough decision.
Mm-hmm. If you're still going to have a party, you may as well just have a wedding.
You can throw a party, a really cool party. Not very much money.
That's right. Right. I mean, all the cheap tequila you can drink.
Yes.
Out of the plastic jugs.
I think the alcohol at my party was only like $1,000.
Yeah.
But thing. You had private security.
Yeah, but we drank the alcohol. I mean.
How'd y'all play the next week? Just out of curiosity.
We won.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Took care of business.
Yeah, all right.
What do you think?
You remember who you played?
I don't. That was the year. It was actually almost one of the most magical years outside of obviously getting married. We blew the lead against the Seahawks that year in the playoffs. Remember
Wait a minute. The year you got married was the year you blew the lead against the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Hate the 12th man, don't you?
Yeah. That's how 12s. I remember my anniversary. All blends together.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, Brett, you're doing great things in real estate. You're out there killing bugs. And what do you – I mean, you're up at 3:15. What time do you go to bed?
I like to be in bed about 8:30, but that doesn't work. So I go to sleep about 10.
Okay.
10 or 11.
All right.
It's good.
Okay.
I'm ready to go to sleep pretty early, but it's fun.
Yeah.
You make it work.
Yeah.
You good with that?
10:30.
Yeah. All right.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.